Amalgus held forth his hand, and the rage within him manifested in blue veins of lightning that discharged from his fingertips and slammed into Adras. The power stopped Adras's charge cold, blew his lightsaber from his hand, caught him up in a cage of burning lightning. He screamed, squirming in frustration and pain. "End it, Amalgus! End it!" Amalgus unclenched his fingers and released the lightning. Adras fell to the ground, his flesh smoking, the skin of his once handsome face blistered and peeling. Again he rose to all fours and looked up at Amalgus.
"Angril will avenge me."
"Angril will suspect what has happened here," Amalgus said, and strode toward him. "But he will never know, not for certain. Not until it is too late."
"Too late for what?"
Adras asked. Amalgus did not answer.
"You are mad,"
Adras said, and leapt to his feet and charged. He pulled his lightsaber to his fist and activated it. The attack took Amalgus momentarily by surprise. Adras loosed a flurry of strikes, his blade a humming red blur as he spun, stabbed, slashed, and cut. Amalgus backed off a single step, another, then held his ground, his own blade in answer to all of Adras's attacks. Adras shouted as he attacked, the sound that of desperation, filled with the knowledge that he was no match for Amalgus. Finally, Amalgus answered with an attack of his own, forcing Adras back with the power and speed of his blows. When he had Adras backed up against the wall, he cross-cut for his head. Adras ducked under, and Amalgus cut a column in two. As the huge upper piece of the column crashed to the floor and the balcony lurched above them, Adras fell to one knee and stabbed at Malgus's chest. Amalgus spun out of the way and rode the spin into a chop that severed Adras's arm at the elbow. Adras screamed and clutched his arm at the bicep while his forearm fell to the floor along with the column. Amalgus had taught the lesson he'd come to teach. He deactivated his lightsaber, held up his left hand, and made a pincer of his fingers. Adras tried to use his own power to defend himself, but Amalgus pushed through it and took telekinetic hold of Adras's throat. Adras gagged, the capillaries in his wide eyes beginning to pop. Amalgus's power lifted Adras from the floor, his legs kicking, gasping. Amalgus stood directly before Adras, his hate, the vice, closing on Adras's trachea.
"You and Angril caused this, Adras, and the Emperor. There can be no peace with the Jedi, no truce."
He clenched his fist.
"There can be no peace at all, not ever."
Adras's only answer was continued gagging. Seeing him there, hanging near death, Amalgus thought of Alina, of Adras's description of her. He released Adras from the clutch of his force choke. Adras hit the ground on his back, gasping. Amalgus had a knee on his chest and both his hands on his throat before Adras could recover. He would kill Adras with his bare hands.
"Look me in the eyes," he said,
and made Adras look at him.
"In the eyes!"
Adras's eyes showed petechial hemorrhaging, but Amalgus knew he was coherent.
"You called her a mongrel,"
Amalgus said. He removed his gauntlets, took Adras by the throat, and began to squeeze.
"To my face, you called her that. Her!"
Adras blinked, his eyes watering. His mouth opened and closed, but no sound emerged.
"You are the mongrel, Adras."
Amalgus bent low, nose to nose.
"Angril's mongrel, and you and those like you have mongrelized the purity of the Empire with your pollution, trading strength for a wretched peace."
Adras's trachea collapsed in Malgus's grip. There was no final cough or gag. Adras died in silence. Amalgus rose and stood over Adras's body. He pulled on his gloves, adjusted his armor, his cloak, and walked out of the manse.